The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Oh, another one. That's it. Wow. Gina Mazzani.
1-0 at 125, and I intend on just getting better and better.
Gina Danger Mazzani.
Eighth UFC win for Caitlin Chookagian. I thought you looked outstanding.
Put me as a 2-1 underdog, and I'll keep winning.
Caitlin Bloodfighter. Chookagian!
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered.
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous. Listen to me, we're at it.
All right, welcome to UFC Unfiltered. Today, Matt, I have a busy show. We're going to be joined. And Matt, I'm glad you're here for some reason. I wasn't sure if you were going to be here today. I'm happy you are. We have Bobby Witt Jr., who is a prospect in Major League Baseball, drafted number 2 in the 2019 draft. We also have Caitlin Chookagian, our old friend, is rejoining us. And Gina Mazzani making her first appearance on Unfiltered.
Oh, no, we spoke. Well, I spoke to her off air.
Well, that doesn't count as being on Unfiltered.
No. I'm trying to think. She had to be on here.
Why is she?
I don't know. You know, I run into her and a fiance or husband or boyfriend. Tim Elliott. I like him. I like that couple.
Yeah.
Very good. I like most MMA couples. You know what's that?
Yeah.
He came a long way from Tito and Jenna.
I know. Well, they're my favorite.
Stop. Listen. But anyway, Gina is very funny. Very good sense of humor. On her Instagram, she does jokes all the time. Jimmy, I know you're a comedian, but I'm telling you, it's almost like extra corny jokes. She's like, oh, people tell me to keep stop. People kept telling me. This one, I remember, this is the pretty much, I'm going to paraphrase. It was, people keep telling me to stop juggling bricks, and then one day it hit me, or something like that. It's funny. I thought it was, I don't know. And then there's a picture of her being silly. I like...
What happened? I'm sorry.
Jamie, it wasn't me. It's Gina. I didn't come up with these
jokes. All right. Well, I won't click off on Gina, obviously.
I'm gonna go to her Instagram when we're talking about this, and I'm going to look at some of the other jokes she says, okay?
Okay.
It's going to be fun.
I did it.
Yay!
Hello.
There she is.
Hi, Caitlin. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Oh, you were trying to hook. You said you did it. You were getting the camera and stuff situated.
Yeah. I'm not the best with technology stuff.
Oh, that's okay. Join the club. I've been running into Caitlin a lot at my place.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's taking some private lessons with Jedi Jason Rao.
Yep. It's kind of a nice. You know, before I used to train with like all the guys from your gym at Henzo's, and then it kind of was a blessing where I stopped going to Henzo's when Danaher left. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to go to Sarah's. I talked to Jason. And then when I walked in, I was like, oh, everyone's here. These are all the same. I know so many people. And I was like, oh my God, this is nice. This is like 25 minutes from my house. I'm like, I don't have to go into the city anymore. I'm like, this is amazing.
Thank you so much. Well, she's talking about my
academy. Yeah, no, it's been really great.
It's
love
a great
it.
Atmosphere, no? The atmosphere is
great. Oh, I love
it's
it.
A great atmosphere, Jimmy. Everybody's welcome, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You want to fly down?
I definitely will. It's just a matter of getting in. I mean, I'm going to go back to Jimmy Rivera because he's close to me. A lot of times it's being close. It's just helpful to be close. Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You've got like, you know, genius mind like Jason Rao. He's such a one of my students. He's fucking, he's so phenomenal. And yeah, so it's been great seeing you lately.
Yeah, no, I've been loving training there.
How great. Long would it take you to get to Henzo's place from where you live?
I mean, like door to, I would take the train into the city, like door to door would be like an hour and 10 minutes.
That's not bad. That's not terrible.
But being on the train and stuff, carrying all my bags, it's kind of annoying.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I take for granted living in the city. Everything is like 15 minutes or less. An hour on the train after you've been rolling probably sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely nicer to be here.
Who's working the corner? I'm going to see you out there, buddy. I'm going to be out there doing, looking for a fight.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. I have Mark Henry. And then my teammates, Ryan Caffaro and Sajara Eubanks.
Oh, very nice. I just seen Frankie Edgar recently. I just did his podcast. What a fun time I had over there. The champ and the tramp, to give that
it's funny.
A plug. That's a fun time to me. Yeah.
Has it aired yet or no? Is it out now?
No, it's out. It's out. I don't know if it's out. Like, you can watch it, but you can definitely listen to it. You would know that if you subscribe to the Champ and the Tramp and supported our good friend Frankie Edgar, like I do.
I was, you know, you get weird. You go through these. I was looking at Frankie Edgar's Instagram last night. He's just such a nice family. Yeah. The wife and the three kids. And it was a Mother's Day post. So I just kind of went down. I was just looking at Frankie's Instagram. It's weird to see these guys have such normal, nice lives. Then you step into the cage.
Such a beautiful.
Yeah, he's got a crazy big dog, scary dog.
Biggie.
Yeah, that was the picture. Yeah, I saw a picture of that. I forget what it was. It's like a pit bull,
I think, right? But it's like not just a regular pit bull. It's like a jacked up, like, if you go to the front door, you're like, whoa, okay. I'm like, I love dogs. I'm not scared of dogs, but I was a little like, at first seeing that dog, but it was super nice.
It's got a head bigger than mine.
Yeah.
Huge head, you know?
Yeah, did it, is it Frankie Edgar isn't fucking dangerous enough? But that's probably more for his family too. Like if he goes away, he probably wants to know that there's someone in the house that can take care. I mean, that's a great alarm system.
Yeah, for sure.
Pit bull.
For sure. That one is.
Do you own a dog? Do you have any pets?
Yeah, I have a French bulldog. I don't know if it's really, if people are going to be super intimidated by it when they come to the house, but he definitely likes to cuddle and he's a good companion. I love him.
Now, do you worry, Caitlin, because those dogs are so sought after? Like, that's why Lady Gaga's dog walker got robbed, because they wanted to steal the dogs. Do you worry walking around with your dog that someone's going to try to take it?
Yeah, after, like, all that happened, like, my mom was texting me. She's like, be careful walking the dog, you know, all this. And it's super funny. But I'm like, I kind of walk and I'm like, people look at me and I'm like, I wish they would come up to me, you know, try to steal my dog.
Now, how does your dog breathe? Because they have a weird, sorry, Matt, they have weird breathing French bulldogs.
Yeah, he's like very, very, you know, very loud. You know, when I take him to the dog park and people are so snotty, they're like, I like those dogs, but they have breathing problems. I'm like, yeah, it sounds like you,
right?
You know, like people, I'm like, back up. We're like, they get so snotty about it. They're like, oh, why does he sound like that?
Yeah. I'm like, you give them some breathing. Relax. Give them some, I seen you rolling lately. You'll give them some breathing problems.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like there fighting for, you know, fighting in the dog park.
I saw a clip. It was so horrible. I don't know if it was on the fucking Nature is Metal or some shit on Instagram somewhere, but it was a dog that like fell into the thing and an alligator fucking got
it. I saw that.
It was like a dock somewhere and it's like, no, Lulu. And, oh, Lulu, I love you. It's like, ah, rah, rah. And the alligator's like, ah. And it's like,
I saw that. I was like, maybe we shouldn't move. I'm like, maybe Florida isn't that great.
But I was in Florida. That was probably Florida.
Well, of course, like, an alligator. They're on a boat with an alligator, so I assumed.
But it was fucking like.
Did the alligator kill the dog, or did the dog get away?
Oh no, that dog was lunch. That dude, they, you know, she got a little goodbye. And, oh no, Lulu, I love you. Yeah, she's just, you know, fuck. You know, you're not gonna go. What are you gonna jump in after it? You only do that.
No. Yeah. The guy was on the boat just watching it. He couldn't do anything.
Nah, that.
No, thank you.
I did not see that, but I will watch it. Those are sad.
Don't watch.
It was sad. I was like, I can't really watch that. I don't like that.
And any kind of dog, by the way, it wouldn't matter. If that was a Rottweiler, it probably wouldn't matter. If an alligator grabs you, you're fucked. I mean, especially dragging underwater. So yeah, keep your dog away from the Keep your dog away from the beach, I guess.
Enough of that fucking morbid shit. Listen, Caitlin, what are you and the hubby watching? Anything new? I like to be. I'll tell you what I'm watching after. I'm going to keep you in suspense. I found the new show, Jimmy. I want to find out what Caitlin's watching, but I'm going to keep everybody in suspense. But go ahead.
I actually haven't been watching shows lately. I think the last show I watched, I've just been watching Shark Tank reruns. Oh. And then I think the last show I watched was the one, the Cowboys, Cowboys, then the Ranch. They have the Ranch.
Oh, they have the Ranch. No, not the Ranch. No,
there's Cowboys. A show called The Ranch, isn't there?
No, it's like
Cowboys.
Oh, wait, Peaky Blinders. No,
no.
Game of Thrones.
Jimmy,
it's like a popular. I don't know, one of those popular.
Yellowstone. It is Yellowstone.
Jimmy? I love that show so much that I'm like, was looking up. I was like, oh my God, we should go on a vacation. We should go a couple days in Montana, go stay on a ranch. It was so expensive.
But why is it so exciting, the show, when it's about a ranch?
I don't know. I'm not into at first I was like, I'm not going to watch that show. I'm not into like cowboys and stuff. That's not it. And everyone's like, no, watch it. It's okay. So good. Yeah.
I want to watch it. I want to give it a chance. Where is it on Yellowstone?
Yeah, it was like some weird thing. Paramount. I had to buy some certain app for it, but it was worth it. It was good.
But isn't it weird though? Like now you see a show and people are like, where is it? You're like, fuck. That's how it is now. It's like, is it Amazon, HBO Max? I don't know.
I don't even know. Sometimes I won't watch shows because I'm like, I can't even figure out how to get it. I have so many apps and stuff. I don't know. I also watched the Woody Allen documentary series. I think that was the last thing I watched. Ooh, that was
HBO Max. Yeah, that was good.
That was really good. I feel like not that mad. It didn't like blow up as much as I thought it would, but I thought that was fucking creepy.
Oh, it was creepy because the girl was like really young, no? Wasn't
she? Seven. Yeah, she was seven. It didn't make me look good.
Was the father at seven? Like he adopted the kid?
No, well, but he was. Had he adopted her? Maybe he did. I never know.
I think he did at that point. The mother, like he was like married to the mother who adopted the kid, but he was basically like the stepdad for years.
Wow.
He was a creep and everyone covered it up. Oh my God, such a creep.
Yeah, that documentary was not particularly kind to Woody. That was not a good... Yeah.
It wasn't about
definitely
him
not.
Being like he was in the movies. It was more creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not and it doesn't help. He looks like creepy. So when they show, like, you know, they talk about it and then they show pictures of him and you're like, well, he looks like he would do something like that.
Jimmy, I love Jimmy's Woody Allen impersonation. Go ahead, Jimmy.
That's it. That's all I do.
There you go.
I love that.
That's it. That's my whole Woody Allen. I don't do any of the words, just a little panicked mannerisms. Yeah, HBO Max did that. But it is hard to keep track of where you watch shit. Like, where are you right now?
In my bedroom.
Right now?
Oh, sorry. Oh. You're not talking?
Yes, Caitlin.
No, right now I'm in my car. I'm actually sitting outside the salon. I have an eyelash appointment.
Oh, what time? Like a minute?
I think I told the producers when they texted me. I was like, I have a doctor's appointment. I actually lied. It's an eyelash appointment. But that's kind of the same.
Wait, you have an eyelash appointment? When are you fighting? This Saturday?
Yeah, that's why I leave tomorrow, so I need to get them done now, so they're like fresh for the fight.
Speaking of grooming, I'm sorry, we're talking about grooming right now. Yo, want to hear something funny? I had a seminar at my place the other day with Dean Lister and OG of the Leg Locks, good guy. Shout out to Dean Lister. And somebody took a picture. I'm not on Twitter. Longo showed me. He goes, you dirty bastard. Can you cut your toenails? Somebody took a picture of my toenail. And goes, somebody wrote like, yo, how's Sarah rolling with those fucking talons or some shit?
Oh, my God. Today,
I cut my toenails, you bastards. But anyway, I get a text like 2:30 in the morning from Longo. That's when he sees something. He goes to sleep like fucking 4 a.m. He sends me a picture of my toenail from Twitter. Anyway, listen, aren't you glad I shared that story?
Yeah,
I actually am. I'm very happy to know that. Wait, why are you doing your eyelashes before a fight? Is it for the press you have to do before? I would have thought that you wouldn't, you know, they're probably going to get messed up, no?
They usually do, but I don't know. I just always get them done. I feel like I don't, because I'm like training all the time, I don't wear makeup. So I like having my lashes done, kind of looks a little good, but usually by the end of the fight, they look good going into the fight. By the end of the fight, they're kind of like, you know, there's depending how the fight goes, sometimes there's not that many left, but hopefully I don't get touched and then they stay intact pretty good.
Now you watch Shark Tank. I've never watched a whole lot of that show. Do you have any products you've ever invented, or like, or do you have that mindset where you're like, hey, this is something I kind of came up with, or do you just like the show?
I more so just like the show. I like to pretend, like, be the critique of all the people that are doing stuff that I'm not, you know, they're coming on there and I like to, like, you know, just kind of say like, oh, that's horrible. Ooh, they need to do this. And my favorite thing to do is after they go on and whether they make a deal or not, I look up the company and see where they're at now. That's kind of like my favorite part.
Yes. Have you been wrong about anything? Like, is there anything, sorry, Matt, was there anything that you're like, oh, what a piece of shit. And then it turned out like, oh my God, that's an amazing product.
No, some of them like make deals and then I look them up and they either don't have an Instagram or they're like out of business, you know, but it seems to be more on that end. The ones that make it, you probably heard of the business already.
Right.
I don't know if he made the deal or not, but Henner Gracie was awesome on that.
I saw his on there. His was a really good pitch. I don't really remember exactly what happened, but his was good.
I'm telling you right now, that guy could talk. He
doesn't matter what he sells. Oh, he can do it.
He's just so animated and he blends in jiu-jitsu and he does the reversible hoodies, Jimmy. No. What is it again?
It's like
a hoodie that turns into a backpack.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's so funny. He's like, what are you going to tie it around your waist? What are you going to do this style, that style? He's like, forget that. He takes it off. He puts a little backpack. I don't know. I liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't put him on yet, but.
Yeah. I don't know if I would have a need for that, to be honest.
Jimmy, you're training now. When you go to Tiger Showman's, you can get your little hoodie off and you put your little stuff in there. And you over there.
I just like to carry a bag. I have to go back soon.
Now, listen, because you guys got me under these hot lights, you want to know what I was watching. Remember we talked about that?
Yes.
We didn't bring it up again. I thought you were going to bring up I thought you wanted to know what I was watching.
No, but it's fun watching Caitlin look out the window, like hoping for anything but this.
No, this car like pulled in next to me and it had like a huge like eagle on it. And I was like, what the heck is that? Some electrician, but I don't know what the eagle's for.
It's a beeb.
What are you watching?
What are you watching?
Hey, Caitlin, Jimmy, you guys want to know what I'm streaming? Well, listen, I like when I
find it. It better be good.
No, listen. Yeah. Well, listen, Jimmy's going to like it. Do you know why? And don't you dare X out of the screen. Stop it.
I wouldn't.
Listen to me. It's for grown-ups, but it has superheroes in it. All right. Listen. It's called It's called Jupiter's Legacy. And it's on Netflix. And it's very violent. A lot of death. And it's like, you ever watch The Boys from Amazon Prime? I'm thinking faces. You ever watch? Well, that's another. I'm losing you guys.
Not at all, Caitlin. You handle this.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I'll check it out. Maybe I'll check it out during fight week.
It's called Jupiter's Legacy. And people are going to watch it and they're going to chime in and go, oh, no, it's on Netflix. And how about this? What's trending? Go look what's trending on Netflix.
Netflix is good. If it's on there,
am I the only noob watching it? Am I the only nerd? No, there's a lot of other nerds out there watching this shit. All right, I'm sorry. Caitlin, I'm sorry. We have a fight.
Yes.
This is directed at Jimmy because he's teasing me all the time. You'd think I would be the bully. He fucking makes fun of me because I'm a grown man that likes comic books. And
I don't mind that.
I don't judge you, Jimmy, at all. Caitlin, I'm sorry you had to witness that.
But you're a
friend. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Let it out.
Now, how do you like, you've been married for a little while now. Do you guys have, Matt asked if you watch something together, do you pretty much have the same taste in what you're watching? Or is it, are you like, do you really have to compromise or are you guys pretty easy with that?
No, we're pretty good. I mean, when we're like not together, that's when I'll watch like, you know, like Kardashians and like Housewives. I'll kind of like leave that when I'm not like super obsessed with this. I don't have to watch it all the time, but If I'm by myself, that's when I'll kind of binge on that stuff a little bit. But other than that, we're pretty much into the same stuff. We actually just started a podcast together. Yeah. Yeah, me and my husband, it's called Burning the Boats podcast. We kind of talk a little bit about fights and relationships and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, I would love to. Oh, did you just ask me to go on the show?
Or yeah, you want to come on?
I would love to.
We have a really good episode, Jimmy, coming out tomorrow with Gregor Gillespie.
Wait, who's going to be on tomorrow? Well, Jimmy's cringing at me, worming my way up to the show.
I don't, that was uncomfortable.
My problem is, first of all, I'm trying to support a show.
Yeah.
And second of all, I never get uncomfortable. Anyway, Jimmy, listen, well, I'm supporting your show. Who was on? Gregor Gillespie?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had him on last night as soon as he got back from his fight. So we talk about, you know, he obviously had a big fight this weekend. So we talked to him all about that. And he's cool because he's so honest. Like, a lot of fighters aren't honest about, like, how they feel going into a fight or after a fight and stuff. And, you know, that's what, you know, he's obviously a good friend of ours. But, you know, it's pretty cool perspective after a big fight to actually hear his honest, not just like, oh, yeah, I knew I was going to win or something like that, you know, just like a. Like most fighters before a fight, they're always like, oh, I'm a one of war. I'm not scared. I'm going to do everything. And it's like, all right, you don't have to say those lines. You know, you can say how you feel.
What was he saying? That was because he looked really good. Of course, I picked him to win as I love Gregor Gillespie. Now, what was he saying? That was he was feeling tentative going in, or how was he feeling?
Well, he said that, yeah, definitely. He hasn't, like, you know, he hasn't fought in a while. His last fight, he got knocked out. So there's always like those, you know, those parts in your mind that you're like, that was just a, you know, a good shot, right? Like, it's not going to happen again or all the time, you know? So he definitely leading like a little bit of doubt leading into it. And then just like overcoming, you know, obviously he got tired in the first round, but you know, what his kind of his mindset going into the second round.
Wait, was that his first loss when he lost that last fight?
Yeah.
That was his first. Yeah. Isn't it always interesting? We talk a lot about that too, how people are going to respond. Because some guys come right back and win the next fight like he was able to, and other guys will go on a skid. It just seems like being undefeated, it becomes a part of their identity, and it's kind of hard to overcome that.
Yeah, and you just, you know, no matter how good you feel in training, you never know until you get in there. It's totally different.
All right, Caitlin. Well, look, good luck this Saturday night. Have a safe trip to Houston. And you know we love you, and we always enjoy talking to you.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys. And Matt, well, when I get back, we'll figure out when you can come on our podcast.
Oh, I can't wait. I'll be in Texas. I'll see you there.
Yeah, yeah. Matt, right. I'll have his calendar with him. Did you just ask me to come on? I'm available. All right. That was
awesome. That's what I do. Get on there, though. I'll believe it. All right,
Caitlin. See you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Gina, you're so funny. How are you, first of all? Do you hear us?
I'm great. Last time I saw you, we were being beach babies in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, I love that pool. There was like two pools, man. And one of them is like the pool where, I don't know, it's a little bit more social. Then there's another like hidden pool. Not hidden, but it's in the other, it's a little more quiet. And I like that. Yeah, I ran into you and Tim over there, like the very, I don't know, maybe like, when was that?
It was like right after his fight. It was, what month was that? I don't know. It seemed like yesterday. Abu Dhabi was amazing.
But let me tell you, it was. It was so nice up there on that rooftop pool. But let me tell you something. You're so funny. I love your Instagram. Where do you get these jokes from? Is it a joke book? Because let me tell you, Gina, people tell me to stop juggling bricks. And then one day it hit me. Yes?
I love it.
Yes?
I love it.
That's yours. I did not even look that up. I remember that. I kind of paraphrased it, but that was it. Oh, no. Tell me.
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. My dad, honestly, is like a legit like dad joke kind of guy.
I love it. Oh, no. It's so Jimmy. She does some of the corniest jokes on there. And there's always a picture of her just like doing something like a smile. It's so funny. It's really funny because she knows they're silly. And that's the one that comes to mind. But there's a ton of them. And you need to do more of those, Gina. Those are funny.
It's going to be my thing, right? Funny and violent. That's what I want. That to be my thing.
That's basically my
thing. You know?
That's my thing. And you wouldn't know it. That might be Jimmy's thing.
Not the violent part.
Wow.
Or the funny part. I'm all for two. No, I just enjoy watching both.
Love it.
I just enjoy watching. Now, this is your first time on the show, right? Matt and I were debating, but I know you have not been on before. Matt said no, but that you had seen each other. You had not come on the show.
Yeah, no, I think you interviewed Tim before, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you were in the room.
I might have been. I probably been walking by.
But this is the thing. I feel like I ran into everything. Every time I was in Abu Dhabi, I ran into you guys.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've talked to you a bunch. And then I get confused between this and the whole and in person. I don't know.
Yeah.
I used to fight. I smoked some reefer. You got to give me a pass on this. But I thought you were on the show. And we've been doing the show, Jimmy, for a minute.
I know. I know. It's been a while. It's been a while. And sometimes they'll tell us someone has never been on before and they have been on. And I don't remember that. My memory is so shit. Then I'll be like, hey, well, it's nice to have you on the show for the first time. And like, well, I was on already. Like, there's no way to fix that.
I'm so excited to be on the show.
Well, this thank is exciting. You.
I was like, this is such a treat when I got the message about it. I was like, oh, I like you guys' show. You guys are funny.
Thank you.
I think I said ages ago to have you on, producers. I'm not yelling at Jimmy. I'm yelling at my producers. Jimmy, I said it ages ago. And it's usually after I see one of those Instagram posts. I go, she's funny. Get her on here. And how is Awkward MMA doing? How is Tim Elliott?
Oh, man, he's peachy keen. He's just taking care of my skinny self and just being that nice guy. We're just fighting back to back. It's just great.
I guess the good part of dating or being engaged to someone who fights is you know how to address each other after a fight. Because people who don't do it, like if the fight goes well, you know how to, and if it doesn't go well, you both kind of know the mindset that the other one is in. So it's not like somebody who doesn't know what to say if you lose a fight, say.
Right. Well, I mean, even before too, because you know how it is. Like it's, like if there's the ups and downs, we're like, oh God, am I going to do good? Or am I going to do great? Or, you know, and it's just like, he just knows how to direct me and how to be like, okay, you're fine. Like, calm down. You're good at fist fighting, Gina. And I'm like, okay, all right. I believe you, you know? So it's pretty great. It's honest. It's pretty, I've never been one. I don't want to date a fighter. I never wanted to date a fighter. And here I am engaged to a fighter. So it's but I'm pretty happy about it because it keeps my little noggin on track. So that's good.
For your first discipline, how'd you get involved with the martial arts?
I was actually a competitive figure skater growing up in Alaska. And my brother started doing, I know, right? Beautiful.
That's cool though.
It was great. But you know, it really taught me that I'm not built to be a figure skater. I like to be competitive. I love to compete. But in figure skating, it's very like who had the prettier dress or who, it was very, a lot of politics. There's a little tiny bit of politics in fighting, but I mean, if you knock someone out, you knock someone out. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Pretty black and white. And that's what I love about the sport. It's like the ultimate chess game of like, who's the most superior human.
So it's Harding and Nancy Kerrigan is like the ultimate for you, right? Like you must have the only combination of the two sports that we've ever seen, I think, is probably that.
Yeah. That's actually very true. I like that.
The thing with fighting is we've talked to a couple of fighters who take dancing and that type of movement. How much does that help you? The ability to figure skate. Does that help you at all fighting? It was a football player named Lynn Swanman years ago, who I reference all the time, who used to take ballet. And he said one of the things that really helped his movement, he's a wide receiver, was the ballet. It helped his movement on the field.
I could see that. I really think any sort of other extracurricular activity you could do, you can, in whatever way you want, you could spin it to either help you or hurt you. And everything I do, I'm like, oh, this is helping me. Like I started playing chess. I'm like, this is helping me. But no, I think it definitely helps. My ankles are super flexible. So like getting an ankle lock or a heel hook on me is pretty tough because they just like kind of flop over. Shout out to Ballet. But for the most part, yeah, I think it's beneficial. I'll say it's beneficial. That's why I'm here now.
And with the fighting arts, what was the first art you got into now? You said that you did the skating.
Skating. And then I started, my brothers were in jiu-jitsu and they're like, Gina, you should do jiu-jitsu. It's great self-defense, you know? And I was like, okay. And I did that and I loved it. And then I had a boxing fight. I was 17 when I started training. I'm 32 now. I'm a dinosaur. But I love dinosaurs.
Dangerous. Dinosaurs are dangerous.
They are. They're just big, bony. I'm a big, bony girl right now, so I'm the best dinosaur.
Are you a good chess player?
You know, no, I'm terrible, but I'm getting better. You know, it's James Krause is actually, he's all about that jazz, and Tim and I have just been trying to play back and forth, and we're both pretty terrible at it, but eventually we'll be like less terrible. And then maybe one day we'll be good at it. So it's a work in progress, but it really, you know, it's really good for your brain piece.
I love it. But the weird part about chess is no matter how good you get at it, you realize that there's people who are just bored, like they're gifted. And no matter how much I play, I'll never be as good as they were at seven. Like I will never be able to do what they could do as a 7-year-old child ever.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie or the show Queen's Gambit?
I haven't. No, I watched the part of the first episode and then I got distracted. Do you like it?
It was really good. It was really good. And that's partially what inspired all that really was like this chick was just a cute little cute chick that just was and drank and did drugs and just was like badass at playing chess. And I was like, I want to be like that. Minus like, you know, the drugs and stuff. Cause yeah. I, you know, try to be a fist fighter and be really good at it. So, you know, I'll take parts where I can from it.
How did you adapt to the striking? So you started with the jiu-jitsu. The first time you got hit in the face or hit somebody in the face, how'd you adapt to that?
You know what? That's the crazy thing is like when I talk to people, I'm like, oh God, I hate getting hit in the face. I'm like, you know, it's really not that bad. Like I was not born to be a model and I'm okay with that. I've got my nose is bigger now thanks to the people who have broken it in the past. But I'm okay with it. I can, you know, I it's just, like I said, like, it's like the ultimate form of combat, like the most superior human. And I love that. I love competing. And of course, like as females love to compete against each other in their own little way. But like, I just feel like this is the most badass form you can.
Hell yeah. Queen stuff we're talking.
Huh? What'd you say?
I said, yeah. Jimmy's cringing. I go, that's right. Some Queen Bee stuff we're talking.
Yeah, girl, let's go.
Listen, I get gangster sometimes. Jimmy, could you stop cringing? You did it during the Caitlyn interview.
No, here's what happened.
I asked her to go. I said to Caitlyn, she has a podcast, you know, and I said, oh, you want me on as a joke? And then Jimmy's like, because she kind of wanted to make that same face. But anyway.
No, here's what happened. Here's what happened. Hold on. Caitlyn was talking about her podcast. And she was like, yeah, we just started it. I'm doing this with my husband. And Matt goes, are you inviting me on? And she goes, well, yeah, you could come on if you want to.
I would for sure have you on my podcast if I have one. I might just make one up just so I can have you guys on there.
Thank you so much, Gina. Gina, we like to ask people, now, what are you and Tim Elliott watching? Are you streaming anything right now? Besides playing, you can't play chess all day. No. What are you guys, got a favorite show you're watching? Are you watching a series?
We've been watching this this pirate show on Netflix.
Pirate show.
I don't even know. I know. I was like, there's so many zombie shows. I don't know what it's called.
Is that, you said a zombie?
Oh, I love zombie shows. I love anything zombie.
You said pirate or zombie? What did you say?
Huh? This is pirate.
Pirate. Is it Black Sails? No.
It might be Black Sails. There's like a lot of pillaging and rape, yes, and you know, all that fun stuff, but it's...
It might be Black Sails. My back's, I don't know if that's on Netflix again.
Is
Black
it Netflix? Sails. I don't know. It might be Hulu. It could be Hulu.
It's funny that we just talked to Caitlin about that, how when we like a show, there's so many we don't even know where our favorite shows are anymore. It's like what platform it is. It's like, it's very hard to tell someone to go watch a show. None of us know where this stuff is anymore.
Oh, my new favorite one that we just watched, we binged it, was it's on HBO Max. It's called Made for Love. It's very weird. It's like in the future, like these, like the super duper rich dude marries this chick. And I don't know. It's very, very, very weird. But
robots.
It's I mean, there are some robots, like they go into this little like virtual world and it can be whatever you want it to be. He's like, let's go to Paris. And they're like, oh, it's in Paris. That's beautiful. And like, and then they go somewhere else. And I don't know. I can't even explain it. It's just such a weird show. I like weird things. Like, I'm a weird person though, you know? So it works out.
I'm going to check that out.
Made for Love. It's really good and really weird. We're actually rewatching it. There's just so much in it.
Oh, yeah. Rewatching it.
Yeah.
Jimmy, it's not the rewatch.
Yeah. I mean, when you're going through, that's how, you know, it's a good show. If you're going through a second time, because there's so many things to watch, it's kind of hard to make myself rewatch something because there's so much stuff. Do you watch like a true crime or that type of stuff or documentaries, or do you prefer a series?
I'm a big fan of like anything. I like murdery stuff. I like killing stuff, like crime stuff. I do. Yeah. But this is the thing though, is like my brain is so, I like, it's so ADD, and I'm constantly like, especially around fight time, I'll be really into a show or really into whatever I'm watching. And then I'll like literally be visualizing my fight. And I'm like, Tim, what just happened? And then he'll have to fill me in on it all. And so I have a fish memory, we'll call it.
Yeah.
Fish. Remember the goldfish? Yeah.
There's a good one called Sons of Sam on Netflix, about the whole Son of Sam case. Yeah. I recommend that to you too, Matt. It's really interesting. Very interesting if you like true crime stuff. I'm always hesitant to recommend shit because, you know, then all of a sudden it sucks. It's my fault.
Oh God, that was a terrible show. Yeah. No, Sons of Sam. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
It's like stuff that, like,
yeah, I like weird, violent, crimey, fucked up kind of. Sorry if I'm not allowed to say that word.
No.
Is that okay? Can I say the F word?
Encourage it.
Yeah.
We encourage it.
Encourage it? Oh, fuck yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, perfect. Gina, when you were growing up in Alaska, did you always know you were going to remain? How long were you there for? And did you always kind of want to go somewhere else?
So I lived there till I was 18. So I was like born and raised. And then I moved to see. I knew that I loved Alaska. I still love Alaska. I think it's beautiful. It's an amazing place. But the thing is, there was like not a lot of room to grow there. And I knew that if I didn't really know what I wanted to do. That's a weird thing. I didn't really know I like wanted to fight. I didn't really know what I went to school for graphic design. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, but I was like, I knew whatever I did, I wasn't going to be able to reach my full potential in Alaska. So I upped and moved and moved to Seattle and then Las Vegas for fighting. I was like, oh, I want to be a fighter. And I moved to Las Vegas and now I'm in Missouri. So it's been a wild ride, but I like Missouri.
You just pissed off a lot of people in igloos. They're like, ah!
I know. What a jerk. Igloos. What a jerk.
Why? There's more than igloos in Alaska. Probably like, what is she talking about? I don't know. Gina.
Yeah, you really made a giant switch weather-wise. I mean, there's probably nothing comparable. How old were you the first time you actually got to the continental U.S.?
So I visited a lot.
Oh, you did. Okay.
But living... So this is kind of funny. So when I was living in Alaska, I was literally raised off of like meat and fish that my dad hunted. So like caribou, moose, salmon, halibut, all that fun stuff. And I remember when I moved to Seattle, I was like, I went to the store and I was like, well, I'm going to buy ground beef. And I bought beef and I cooked it with a little bit of salt and pepper. And I was like, this has absolutely no flavor. Like it was just a weird, bizarre. It was just so weird to me. I didn't understand like why it was so like, cause I was raised off of, you know, that moose that my dad, you know, hunted and stuff. It just tastes so different. It's just, the texture is different. But yeah, so like living in the state, but things are a lot more accessible here, like different fruits and vegetables, cause everything has to all be like outsourced there. But, yeah, it was definitely a big change. And like living in a big city, like we had one highway and then I moved to Seattle and I'm not a great driver. I'm getting better, but yeah, it's quite a change.
Was the meat you were used to like a little gamier, like wild meat and like, kind of like a deer, you know, they say that it's a gamey when you hunt your own food.
Yeah, I guess it's gamey, but to me, I'm like, it's delicious. It's like, it's the norm. Like my parents are up here visiting and they brought up some caribou and it's just, oh, it's just like even the color of it is just beautiful. It's like this deep, dark red and it's just like what I feel like what meat should be, but it's the best.
Getting hungry, Jimmy.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I kind of want to go to Alaska. Right? I kind of want to go and visit.
You have to. Absolutely. It's beautiful there.
Yeah, I've been there for looking for a fight.
Oh yeah, you have it. See, yeah. With Sarah.
Yeah. What's that?
With Sarah. Sarah, the owner, blonde gal.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, she's nice. Yeah, we went to that. What was it called? Alaskan.
What the hell was Alaska that Fighting Championship.
That's I could have guessed that one, right? But yeah. No, they were so sweet out there. Everybody was so nice.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, it's Alaska's a cool spot. How fun! Oh,
you can drive there, can't you? Isn't there a way to drive through Canada down to the States?
Not anymore. Not post COVID.
Oh, COVID. Right.
Yeah, the world's on fire. I've actually ridden my snow machine from Tok, Alaska to Dawson, Canada one time in my life. It was like 60 below and got frostbite all over my face. And it was a 200-mile trip. It was really fun. But I was like, I did it when I think I was like 19. And so I was like, I can drink in Canada. This is cool. So I was like drinking beer with my dad. And it was really fun.
And then you stayed and then came back, or you came back the next day?
We stayed for a few days, and then you ride on back. And
yeah, different life.
Were you dreading it that you got frostbite on your face that you have to go back?
No, because you can't even feel it. I remember we pulled off to stop. And I was like, Dad, I can't feel my face. And he felt it. He's like, oh, you for sure have frostbite. So then you actually put duct tape on your, because I had a mask, a closed helmet, you know, like all the things, and it still somehow got through. So what you do is you layer duct tape all around here, and it helps with the frostbite.
That, see, to me, I'd be scared that when you pull the tape off, it was going to rip skin off. That's what would scare me. And how long do you have to keep the tape on?
Just until you're done with the cold ride. And then I'd wear it off. And then because it's really warm. And then I'd sweat it off. But you know what they say, if you can't duck it, you got to fuck it. So I don't want to.
I never heard that, but I like it.
It rhymes. It's perfect.
Yep, it sure is.
So all right. I mean, she's getting ready to fight in the cage, and you're like, oh, put the tape, I pull it off. Jimmy, don't change the vibe. She's getting ready for combat, man.
I'm just saying.
Don't fucking back. Does it take an eyelash? What if it takes an eye? Come on.
Exactly. Just because she's fighting doesn't mean that I have to have tape on my face and rip my skin off. It was a fair question. When are you leaving for Houston?
We leave tomorrow morning.
Oh, awesome.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Good luck against Priscilla Cachuera Saturday night. And thanks for coming on. Matt has asked for you many times.
Oh,
Jimmy. Yes. Jimmy, can I just add, Gina, a couple of things here that I think is a good sign for what the things they had for this weekend. One, you said you're 32 years old, right?
Yes.
And you're fighting in Houston.
Yep.
And you got a great personality.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I was 32 years old in Houston. I'm a pretty silly guy. I got the title. This is a good thing. Jimmy, do you understand, Jimmy, that this is a sign?
Okay.
You're saying 32 is old. I don't think it's old. I had a good day in the office at 32 with a nice, young, fresh George St. Pierre, 25 years old, Jimmy. In Houston, Jimmy.
That's right.
We're both silly.
We're both silly. I got a little bit better hair, but I'm just joking.
100%. Gina, good luck. Gina, I'm going to see you and Tim out there and James Krause.
Oh, good.
And I'll be out there. If you got the masks, just sometimes I see people and they don't got masks and I just walk forward. I don't know. And then they get closer. I go, wow, it's Gina. Well, you all know.
Yeah.
With the hair.
I'm going to say hi real quick.
Yeah. Me, I'm just another bald man with a mask. You might not even know. You know, sometimes I say hello to people and they look at me like, either they don't know me or they don't like me. I don't know.
They just don't recognize me. I don't think we have. Do we have to wear masks?
Oh, shit. I don't even know.
It's like full show. It's full 17,000 people. And it's.
Wow.
And the man. And the, apparently the mask. I think maybe the corner still. I don't know. But apparently the mask thing is.
Plus it's there. Texas. Yeah. Texas. Yeah. Might be different rules.
Man. Land of the free, man.
Except you can't smoke kefir there.
Well, you know, there's ways to get around everything. But hey, listen, I got arthritis. Hey, Gina, so I'm so happy you're going to be back on again. Maybe we'll have you and Tim on together as like, you know.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You know,
he's a
talk about that show. See if you can explain that show a little bit better about me.
I know, I'm terrible. You should watch it. So weird. You like it. It's weird.
I like weird stuff. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy.
Oh, man. Yeah, good talking to you guys too. So when do you get there?
I get there. Jimmy's not invited. I get there. No, Jimmy's not coming. He has to hold down the fort. I'm leaving on Wednesday morning early, so I'll get there sometime Wednesday. You see a tall, lanky black gentleman with a gray Papa Smurf beard and a short, stocky guy that looks kind of like Jimmy's friend calls me a bloated Joe Rogan. I don't like that shit. Yeah. But
I didn't care.
You know, if you see us walking around, say hello.
Oh, I definitely will. Definitely will. I'll be a skinny little dinosaur with pink hair. So hard to. It's fine.
Well, I'll see you out good there, buddy. All right. All our best.
All right. Yeah. Gina. Have a good guy. Good luck.
All right. Thank you guys. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Gina.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Young kid until he talks, and then all of a sudden you realize he's a grown-ass man. And he looks like a very tall gentleman. How tall are you, Bobby?
Like 6'2", 6'1".
How'd I know that already, being a guy 5'6"? I can just sense when a guy's tall.
It's the way they look at the camera. You look at the camera like a tall guy. Like Matt and I are both shrimps, so we know what a tall guy looks like when he looks at the Now, how many years you got drafted in 2019, correct?
Yes, 2019.
Now, are you playing in the majors yet? Or are you still in? Are you in AAA or are you up at the team?
Actually, in AA now, right now. So
AA.
Yeah.
What is the process to get into the majors when you from where you are now?
So it'd be like you can get called up from AA, but so you'd go from there to probably AAA and then from there up to the big leagues. But you never know what happens now, and especially now with this crazy years and last year and stuff. Because last year I was at our alternate site, which is like the big leaguers backups. And so that was pretty much AAA last year. But then now is my first full actual like professional season. So they're starting me out in AA just to kind of get me more at bats and kind of get the feel of that professional baseball.
Now, right. What's the odds? Now, you're the son of the 16-year major league pitcher Bobby Witt. So it's got to be hard. Was it hard to follow in like your father's footsteps with a lot of comparisons and stuff like that?
Yeah, growing up, it was always like, oh, you want to be like your dad. And I was always like, yeah, he played in the big leagues, but he was a pitcher and I'm a position player. So it's kind of two separate ways there. So I kind of got to reinvent myself and be Bobby Witt Jr., not just Bobby Witt. He was like the pitcher. So I was trying to just kind of make my own journey. And that's kind of what I've been doing all my life. And now here I am today. So it was pretty much the same. And I still get heckled a lot, like, oh, you're not like your dad yet and stuff, but by fans, but it's fun. That's all fun. But yeah, just trying to make my own journey now.
Did he want you to pitch? Was he kind of hoping you would do what he did?
For the most part, he really wanted me to do whatever I wanted to do. So whenever I was little, I would close games. I would come in from shortstop and pitch, and I pitched throughout high school, but I knew that at the next level that I wouldn't be a pitcher. So that's where and I loved hitting and I loved always being in the game. Cause as a pitcher, you get to pitch every fifth day. And I just wanted to play every day.
Who did your dad play for? Was he American or National League player?
He played for six different teams. So he was with his last year was with the Diamondbacks, but most of his career was with the Rangers. So he's done it both.
Okay. Cause the National League, man, the difference is in the American League, the pitchers don't hit. There's something called a designated hitter, but in the National League, the pitcher hits. And I never like watching the pitcher because it was, it's never good. Yeah. Like, I mean, even, you can't blame those guys either. They, you know, they hardly ever get a chance, you know, then they get the first base, maybe on a ground ball base hit. Then they walk out, they put a jacket on them so they don't, their arm doesn't. So yeah, did he prefer to play for the American League or did he like to hit?
Yeah, he, well, growing up from Boston, he was always, he's kind of that hard nosed guy. So you know how that kind of is, but he hit throughout high school, but then when he gets to college, he just pitched and stuff. But he actually does have a home run in the big leagues when he was playing against the Dodgers.
Oh.
It was the Rangers playing against the Dodgers in an interleague game. And so he's got that on me. He's like, oh, how many big league home runs do you have? And I've none. But he says it takes one to be a home run hitter. So he always be busting me on that. But hopefully one day I'll pass him.
Were you always like gifted even in little league? Or did your father, like, was he worried at all? Like, maybe pick a different profession? Or you were just killing it from day one?
Yeah, I was always kind of like the littler guy throughout, like, little league and middle school and stuff. So I was never really like, oh, this superstar. Like, there were some guys we were playing that were in seventh, eighth grade, and they're committing to colleges. And so that was, like, huge back then. And I was just always, like, slowly getting better and better each and every year. And then kind of my freshman year in high school, that's when I actually committed to the University of Oklahoma for baseball. And that's whenever I kind of like realized that this is what I want to do. Well, before that, I always knew that was my goal, to play professional baseball. But then is when I realized that like there's a chance I can get drafted now.
And what position?
I play infield, mostly shortstop.
Oh, okay. But you can, I think A-Rod, didn't A-Rod play shortstop before third base? I thought he might have switched positions or second. Yeah, those utility infield players, you'll always have a job because there's always somebody hurt. There's always a team that needs a shortstop or second baseman or third baseman. So if you can play more than one position in the infield, you'll always have a place to go. Those guys are really valuable.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's what, wherever the team kind of wants me, I try to be as versatile as possible. So
I hated ground balls. I played the league as a kid. I sucked at defense. And this, you don't realize how scary it is. Okay. But when you're watching guys play real baseball and there's a ground ball, Matt, have you ever fielded a ground ball? Like, would you play when you were a kid baseball?
No, not too much.
Dude, just a ground ball. And then you have to put your glove. The idea, all you're thinking of is this is going to come up and smash my teeth out. I'm never going to not be in awe of a guy who can field a ground ball effortlessly. It's a lot harder than it looks.
Yeah, it's a lot of practice, but it's just kind of like taking a punch too, in a way. You go on and on, you just kind of get the feel for it.
No, I hate that too. See, I don't do that well either.
He doesn't like either one.
You watch the fights, right?
Yeah, I love it.
You do, right? How'd you get into UFC? How'd you get into it?
My dad has always been into it, and he would watch, and I just love just like the energy it brings. And that's kind of how I kind of play the game of baseball, just high energy, just going, leaving it all on the field. And he took me to my first fight. Well, he used to go to a lot of fights when kind of he was still playing and stuff, but he took me to my first fight whenever it was McGregor. I'm a huge McGregor guy.
Yeah.
It was McGregor and Khabib. That was my first fight. So ever since.
Oh, shoot. That was pretty intense. That was an intense night.
Yeah, it was. I think there was more fights in the crowd that night because he was like, oh, we got to get out of here. And I was like, no, this is going to be like once in a lifetime right here. And so, but just before then, I still would always watch fights, but I was never, he was like, oh, I'm going to wait for you to kind of get older to kind of go out to the fights and kind of get that full experience and stuff. So I was, I think, 17 or 18 when we went out there, and it was incredible just going out to Vegas, seeing the fights, seeing that. And then I recently went to the, when McGregor faced Cerrone, and that was, got the win on that one. So that was more victorious on that, but I just love this, the energy and just the hype everything brings. Like, you don't really get that. Baseball is kind of changing right now, and you're kind of getting towards like the crazy, like the bat flips and all that stuff. But fighting, it's every night. So I love just watching that.
Yeah, you saw a couple of good ones too. That was that shoulder. Poor Cowboy lost this last fight too, a first round. But yeah, McGregor, Khabib. Now, were you rooting for McGregor or did you? Because people love him or hate him. So, which is why he's such a smart promoter, because people will watch him to win or to lose. Now, were you pulling for him?
Oh yeah, he's my guy. Just from starting watching him when he kind of just began, and then I was pulling for him. And then I got like, I had the little McGregor shirt on and everything. I got in my house in Arizona. I have a big old McGregor mural him in there. And so I love him. I just, how I'm not that kind of guy, like how he is, like kind of not like the cocky, the, how he comes about, but I just like watching it. It just, cause he's kind of able to back up his talk. And that's what I like to see, like in the UFC stuff too. So the guys, they're not afraid to do anything.
Jimmy's got a mural of Ozzy Osbourne at his house.
Yeah, yeah. So I can't knock it. Yeah.
Before your time, it's your dad. He used to bite heads and on a bat.
I'm sure he has to know Ozzy. You know who he is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Because I'm sure somebody walks out to a song. You know, half the time that's like, you know, Mariano Rivera walked out to Enter Sandman for 15 mm-hmm. years. So sometimes you get turned on to some music just by somebody's walkout, like a pitcher's walkout music. They have them like fighters do. They have like something that they'll play and they'll walk out. Who else do you like besides McGregor? Is there anybody else that you watch? Because I mean, he's fighting Poirier in the third fight. And again, he said he hadn't been fighting enough. He's like, you got to get your licks in. And I guess he hadn't fought enough before that last fight. What are your thoughts on this next fight? And who else do you like besides Conor?
Yeah, I'm excited. Poirier will be fun rematch number three, and some. Is that for the belt, I'm guessing?
No. No. That's just a match. No, that's just a match because I think Poirier passed up a chance for the belt to fight Conor on a third time. I believe was probably a financial decision. Because what do you think, Matt? I think Poirier will still be eligible. I mean, you know, if he beats Conor, if he does, and that's a big if, there's still a chance that he's going to, you know, he'll still be available to fight for a belt if he wants one, you know, in a fight or two after. So he's not losing anything if he beats Conor.
Well, I mean, if he beats Conor, I mean, I think he's going to have the UFC by then, you know, whatever I think he can call whatever shots he wants. You know what I mean? If you beat the biggest superstar in the game, you know, and he just came off of knocking him out. So it would stop him from fighting the winner of Chandler
Oliveira. Yeah.
Which is going to be an amazing fight in itself. Are you familiar with those two gentlemen?
Yeah, Chandler. That's because I was going back to McGregor's last fight, and that's when he fought right last. And then just watching him and him calling out all the guys, and it was pretty fun. Just how those are the guys I like. The guys that they'll talk the talk, and then they'll walk the walk as well. But yeah, that's the guy who was going to say Chandler. I'm excited to see him fight. Is that this weekend?
It is. This Saturday, correct?
This Saturday. Yeah,
I should probably know that. Yeah, he destroyed. He beat Dan Hooker. Who's really not an easy fight for anybody. And nobody saw that first round knockout coming like that, a devastating knockout. But yeah, you're right. Poirier could fight the winner. This is a big if he beats Conor. But I think either one of those guys wins and they have a very short route to a title shot if they want it. So I think Poirier made the right move fighting Conor for the money. You're crazy not to. I mean, a third fight with Conor, you know, there's no bigger payday, I don't think, than fighting him. And Diaz, Diaz's fight got pushed back because he got hurt in he got hurt training, so they're pushed back to I think what is it a month later, 2 weeks later?
I heard it was like a month later.
Yeah, it's a month.
And Bobby, I was just going to ask, what is your take on the? I mean, I know you're obviously pulling for Conor, but you think he's going to take Dustin in that rematch?
Just with watching the last fight, I thought he had it under control. It was almost like he was too calm, you know, like he was too like ready. He wasn't like his normal, like doing his dances before walking out, doing his crazy stuff. But I feel like he had the first round and then the second round, obviously what happened, but I think he's going to get him this time. He's just from his watching his like social media posts and everything. I think he's going to be locked in and be back to himself. And then he's like kind of going like this and hopefully get him back up at that roller coaster. So I'm pulling for him big time, and I think that he's gonna pull it out for sure. Just based UFC, on just coming back.
Sorry, but 263 in June is Leon Edwards and Diaz. I knew they got pushed back. Nate got hurt in training, but yeah, they were talking about maybe a trilogy fight with Conor for him too. So regardless of what happens with Diaz Edwards, maybe that's another fight for Conor as well if he wants. He seems to like these trilogy fights. Bobby, it was good meeting you, man. And you know, it's I hope that you get where you want to go. When will you know if you're going to get called up, or it could just happen overnight? Is that how it works?
Baseball, it's just, you're all doing it by ear, really. It could be tomorrow, it could be 2 years, you never know. So just got to keep working and trying to get better each and every day. And that's what I'll keep doing. And thank you guys for having me.
Of course. By the way, before I let you go, what did you think of the heads in the stands? Remember in the beginning of COVID, they had those like paper cutouts. Did you like those, or did you think they were a little much?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool, because last year in Kauffman, we had like Patrick Mahomes out in cutout in the stands. So just kind of looking up there, like, is that actually him? But just seeing those guys, it was funny. And some of them were getting hit by foul balls. Their heads were falling off. So it was fun to see. And yeah, they had the fake crowd noise. Yeah. Yeah, it was cool. It was fun.
Well, good talking to you, Bobby. And, you know, again, we'll keep our eye on the fight. And we'll talk to you again. Bobby Witt Jr. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Listen, really quick. Marina Rodriguez got it done against Michelle Waterson.
Yeah, she did.
You know? Yeah, she did. You picked the winner on that one. My friend, congratulations. Okay.
I think I had a pretty good run this week.
You might have. Let's get right to that. Oh, you picked Neil Magny too? Oh, you said
I did, yeah.
Well first
you took
of all,
Rodriguez as
Alex
well.
Alex Morano. Well, yeah, we picked him.
You picked Rodriguez.
Alex Morano defeated Donald Cerrone, strikes round one. Alex looked like a man on a mission. Yep. He was confident in the pre-fight. He saw this as an opportunity. He jumped on it. And no way, no risk, no reward. Right. So good for that kid. Good for Alex Morano. Very well-rounded guy. I talk about season and opportunity. Good job, Alex. I want to see what's next for him. Fun guy to watch. You know, he went after it.
We both had Cowboy in that fight. We both had Cowboy.
And I thought Neil Magny fought phenomenal versus a very, very tough Jeff Neal going forward the whole time. Jeff Neal trying to land those shots. But I'll tell you, Neil Magny, man, he's gonna fight you for that full 15 minutes.
Yep.
Doesn't matter. Full 15, 25, he can keep going.
Yeah.
So I thought that was phenomenal. And it was a great night in general, Jimmy. I love it all. By the way, that Gregor Gillespie fight versus Diego Ferreira was just amazing. You know, that first round, you definitely like, yo, could Gregor even come out for the second round? That's how tired he was after that first round. Diego's, even if it got to the floor, he's so hard to hold. Everything was looking on point. His takedown defense. The one thing is, it's very taxing. It's taxing to go for takedowns for 5 minutes, and it's taxing to fight off takedowns and to get back up for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It was a battle of attrition, and it was Gregor Gillespie's shape, his endurance, that won him that fight, and his heart and his grit.
Yeah, and that's why I picked him to win in the second round. That's why I did pick Gregor Gillespie to be victorious in the second. I said submission, but it was a TKO. And also De Lima over Maurice Greene by decision. I picked it round two TKO. I was incorrect.
You were incorrect. Correct. But you were correct when you said Gina Mazzani is fighting. She's fighting Priscilla
Cachoeira. Yeah.
Cachoeira. Priscilla Cachoeira. All right, Jimmy, I had such a good time today.
I did have until 5 seconds ago. I had a great time, Jimmy, until 5 seconds ago.
Jimmy, it makes you smile. It makes you it puts a little smile on that face that just brightens my day. That's why I do it. That's why I do it right there. Jimmy, I'm going to say goodbye.
Yes. Have a good trip. I'll see you next Monday.
Oh, shoot. I will see you all next Monday, Jimmy. I'll be traveling back, I think. So you guys might be away. I might be away from the Unfiltered Army for like a couple of days. You know, I want to keep everybody in suspense who the guest host will be.
Oh. You're gonna be gone for two. That's just terrible.
Oh, shit. Please don't make like you're happy about this, Jimmy.
I'm not.
Don't make like you're happy that you're not going to see me. When you realized that you're not going to see me for 2 weeks, I literally thought you were going to say 2 weeks. But you got, you were actually happy about it?
No,
these are tears. You see this?
I'm not. I am honestly.
Are they happy tears or are they sad tears?
Those are probably the tears of a clown. Those are sad tears. I am not happy about it. I don't like it.
No, you're not my feelings.
I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it.
I love you, buddy. Either way, I'm going to be texting you. Thank you, Jimmy. Goodbye, Unfiltered Army.
See you, pal.
Oh, wait. Dean Diaries on YouTube. Check that out, people.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got to plug that for my buddy Dean Thomas. The Dean Diaries, man. He's talking to Michael Chandler and asking all questions and stuff. Wow, Dean, who doesn't like to watch Dean Thomas?
I know. He's awesome.
He is awesome. Oh, do you want to plug anything?
No, just the new Chip podcast is up for those who are so inclined.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.